An ATV tour permit and a zoning change earn approval from the Haynesboro Assembly. And Skagway's ballot may feature a senior center bond question. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two candidates have filed for two open seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly, and one more candidate has filed for the Assembly race in Haynes. Skagway Assembly incumbent Tim Cochran and newcomer Orion Hansen put their names in the running this week. Cochran is a plant manager at Petro Marine Services, who has served two terms on the Assembly. His current three-year stint expires this year. The other seat opening in the fall is held by Assemblyman Spencer Morgan. Morgan has not declared candidacy at this point. Hansen is a general contractor and the current Planning Commission chair. This is his first time running for Assembly. If elected, he would have to resign his seat on the Planning Commission. No Skagway candidates have filed for two open school board seats, which are currently held by Mark Smith and Darren Belisle. In Haynes, two people have also filed for two open assembly seats. Local author Heather Lendy put her name in the running Wednesday. Lendy currently serves on the Planning Commission, but her term expires this year. She last sat on the assembly about 20 years ago, before borough consolidation. Incumbent Diana Lapham filed for re-election to the assembly. She is finishing up her first term, during which she also served as deputy mayor. The other assembly seat opening soon is held by George Campbell, who has not declared candidacy. As for the Haynes School Board race, longtime board member Sarah Swinton declared candidacy for one of two open seats. The filing deadline for both communities is next week. Skagway candidates have until Monday, August 15th to declare their interest, and Haynes candidates have until Friday, August 19th. The municipal election takes place October 4th. During municipal elections this October, Skagway voters may be asked whether they support a bond to fund construction of a senior center and housing facility. The project would provide a year-round gathering place for older residents and apartments to ease the town's housing crunch. But it comes with a $7 million price tag. If voters approve the bond, the borough may levy mill rate increases to pay for it. Skagway has a wish list full of capital projects: a solid waste and recycling facility, a recreation center expansion, and a new water well, to name a few. At meetings over the past year, officials have wondered how the city can afford all of these investments, including the senior center. At the same time, Skagway has worked for years to come up with a better way to serve the town's older population. Michael Baish chairs the ad hoc committee that's tackled the issue in recent years. He spoke to KHNS about the fledgling project in February.
We need a place. We're about the only small town of our size, or even smaller, in Alaska that does not have a senior facility.
The ad hoc committee's mission to build a year-round senior center that includes housing units is supported by research. Consultant Barbara Scheinberg conducted an assessment last year that found a need for senior housing and services. Scheinberg pointed out that the community's senior population is set to double in the next decade. Scheinberg's study was part of a pre-development grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. Consultants helped identify needs and draw up plans. The senior center, with seven apartments above it, is estimated to cost about $7 million. Borough Assembly Finance Committee Chair Dan Henry suggested a mechanism to fund the project. The city could take out a bond and pay for it by increasing the mill rate.
And so if this was on the ballot and the voters came out and said, we're behind the project, we don't have a problem with retiring the debt by increasing the mill rate, then you have your mechanism in place to move forward with the project.
Resident Jennifer Hayes said she is behind the project and the mill rate increase to pay for it.
You know, we really fund our schools, and that's fantastic, thank you. And why not fund our seniors? Because they're part of our community, been here for a long, long time. They've contributed. I just think that we need to take care of them.
Putting the question on the October 4th ballot isn't a sure thing yet. An ordinance with the proposal must go through two readings before adoption. The first reading is scheduled for the next assembly meeting on August 18th. Tuesday's Haynesboro Assembly meeting featured several commendations and kudos, a few passed motions, and a 90-minute executive session. The Assembly voted to approve an ATV tour permit for Alaska Mountain Guides and introduced an ordinance that would give heliski companies more time to request changes to the ski map. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The 4-hour, 15-minute meeting started with a list of borough employees and one citizen receiving special thanks from the mayor. Ralph Borders received a proclamation of appreciation for 27 years of service with the Haynesboro as Superintendent of Public Works. Three Public Works employees, Scott Bradford, Ed Bryant, and Dennis Sturr, were also given an attaboy for their work during the recent municipal drinking water system issues. Then, Haynes Police Sergeant Josh Dryden was recognized for his 9 months of work as interim police chief.
And whereas Sergeant Dryden has been conscientious and trustworthy employee, where dedicated interest and devotion to duty have had a valuable effect of efficiency and morale in his agency and with the borough.
Finally, Police Chief Heath Scott presented a new Citizen of the Month award. The recipient was given a plaque and a police badge.
And this is something that we're going to do on a regular basis, picking out people that support the community, support good values, good decision making, and is a friend to all. And this month, the exceptional service and support of the community goes to Mr. Donald W. Turner, Jr.
When the clapping died down, the assembly got to work on a motion to approve a new tour permit for Alaska Mountain Guides. The permit allows the company to offer ATV trips around the Lower Klaheny River, Flower Mountain area. AMG already offers rafting, heliskiing, trekking, climbing, and more. After little deliberation, the assembly voted 6-0 to approve the four-wheeling permit. No members of the public spoke out for or against the proposal. AMG owner Sean Gaffney assured the assembly that the tours will avoid popular subsistence hunting and berry picking spots. He says he already deals with hunters while on river trips with clients and has worked hard to foster cooperative relationships and avoid conflict.
We developed the proposal for the ATV tours in much the same way, and we requested the ability to have a couple of different routes, primarily so we could stay away from other users, including hunters.
Assemblyman George Campbell brought up the use of the eroding Porcupine Road. He suggested a discussion about possibly implementing user fees in the future. Gaffney responded and said his group would only use 200 yards of the route and would stay on the paved section. After that passed, the assembly unanimously approved an ordinance that allows multiple single-family homes in light industrial zones. That idea was broached by Leonard Dubber, who owns a trailer park on the Haynes Highway. He wants to provide compact, high-quality housing to residents. Assemblywoman Diana Lapham made the connection to the tiny house movement.
It's a trending issue that's happening now, and that basically mobile homes, trailers are kind of on the wane. And this could be the door opening for affordable housing.
The Assembly also voted to introduce an ordinance to modify the process for requesting changes to the borough's commercial ski tour map. The ordinance still needs to go through two public hearings, but if approved, it would extend the amount of time companies have to ask for different areas to use for ski tours. The first public hearing for the ski map timeline ordinance is scheduled for the next Assembly meeting. Finally, the Assembly spent the last hour and a half in executive session. They discussed a letter from the lawyer of residents Paul Nelson and Sue Waterhouse, who were handed trespass orders from the borough after an incident earlier this summer. The letter requests that the borough formally apologize and reimburse legal fees for what they say was a violation of their rights and a humiliating experience. After the long closed-door session, the assembly made no motion. The only thing that was said afterwards was this by Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer.
Well, the details at the moment are not public. We are being deliberate and responsive to the situation.
The next assembly meeting is August 23rd. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.